Good morning. So you may have noticed we've got a little book fair going on in the foyer. So those are compliments of Pastor Ken. He moved offices and he has less storage. And so you all get first dibs on his overflow of books. So he's going to offer it after today to the men and to the senior classics, but we are first. Ladies first, right? So help yourself. There's two tables full of books, and just take whatever you need and thank Pastor Ken. Also, we've got another beautiful table of snacks out there, and I believe those were compliments of Jan and Monique's group this morning. I don't know where they are, but they're somewhere here. So, yes. Yeah. Yeah. One last announcement. I know that you all know that this is the highest number of registrations that we've had for a study, and we're so excited with that. And with that comes, you know, a few little challenges and maneuvers and requires for us to be very gracious with each other. And what I mean by that is every single classroom is being utilized. We are full to the gills. And sometimes it might mean that we're not sitting in the most comfortable chairs, or you can hear your neighbors next door and they're very exuberant and boisterous and enjoying their fellowship in the Lord. And we are going to embrace that, and we're going to just roll with it, right? Because we're called to be flexible. So I just wanted to make that note before we get started this morning, and we get to be very flexible today. Because, I'll tell you later, but we're going to worship with Pastor Nate, and then I'll be back. Sorry, I'm all discombobulated this morning. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this sunshine. Thank you for the joyous hearts that you've brought in this morning, Lord, and just the eagerness to study your word and be encouraged by your word and be encouraged by one another. And Lord, we just dedicate this morning to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, let's stand to our feet, worship a little bit. Come, let us worship.
Come, let us worship our King. Come, let us bow at His feet. He has done great things. See what our Savior has done. See how His love overcomes. He has done great things. He has done great things. O hero of heaven, you conquer the grave. and break every chain, oh God. You have done great things. We dance in your freedom, awake and alive. Oh Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high, oh God. You have done great things. Been faithful through every storm. You'll be faithful forevermore. You have done great things. And I know you will do it again. For your promise is yes and amen. You will do great things. God, you do great things. Oh, hero of heaven, you conquer the grave. You free every captive and break every chain, oh God. You have done great things. We dance in your freedom, awake and alive. Oh, Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high. You have done great things.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God, above it all. Hallelujah, God, unshakable. Hallelujah, you have done great things.
Yes, you have.
Oh, above it all, hallelujah, God, unshakable, hallelujah, you have done great things, you've done great things. Oh, hero of heaven, you conquer the grave, you free every captive and break every chain, oh God, you have done great things. In your freedom, awake and alive. Oh, Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high. Oh, God, you have done great things. You have done great things. Oh, God, you do great things. Your presence is the joy of my life. To you I lift my eyes.
As for me.
As for me in my house, we will serve the Lord. We will sing of your love forevermore. As for me in my house, we will serve the Lord. Serve the Lord.
Your word.
Your word alone. A lamp to my feet. A light to my path as you're leading me. Your ways, O Lord, are higher than mine. To you I lift my eyes. As for me in my house, we will serve the Lord. We will sing of your love forevermore. As for me in my house, we will serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. Open up every door. Write it on every wall. sing it in every room. Open up every door, write it on every wall, sing it in every room. Open up every door, write it on every wall, sing it in every room, Jesus. Open up every door, write it on every wall, sing it in every room, Jesus. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will sing of your love forevermore. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will sing of your love forevermore. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, serve the Lord. Open up every door, write it on every wall, sing it in every room, Jesus. Open up every door, write it on every wall, sing it in every room. Built my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you alone, and I will not be shaken. I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you alone, and I will not be shaken. I won't be shaken.
Sing that one more time.
And I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you alone, and I will not be shaken.
Lord, we know, God, that you are the only thing worthy of our trust, God, worthy of all of our hope, Lord. And we choose to trust in nothing else, God, but you. We trust you with our life and with our future, God. And we trust you now with this time, God, that you would do with it what you need to do. Lord, we give it to you, God. And we dedicate these next few moments to you. And just be glorified in this time. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Why don't you guys find someone you haven't said hi to yet? Give him a hug.
Thanks so much. Good morning again. So for those of you who have the calendar, You may have been expecting Annie this morning, and unfortunately, Annie had a family emergency. Her dad is in the hospital, ill, so she was not able to join us. So you get me. Yay. On the fly. But let's just open up in prayer really quick before we get started. Lord God, I just pray that you would be present this morning, Father. We know that it is your will for us to be here, and we know that it is your will for us to be in the Word and to study together with one another and just be in prayer and fellowship. Lord, we ask that you would be with Annie's family, her dad, Lord, that you would heal him, you would give him peace and comfort, and for her mom as well, and that Annie would just be that instrument of love, Lord, and that she would just be able to encourage them that you're in control of all things. And we just pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So I hope that you all will have some grace for me this morning. And I have thought, like every week, oh, I should, you know, be prepared for in case one of the speakers is not able to be here. And ta-da, here we are. So this may be a little short, more of a devotion, but it was a really good, 12 verses that we have. And 1 Peter really has been a very practical, instructional book for us this far. And Peter is really instructing us with how we navigate this world. And part of living in this very fallen world is dealing with a lot of suffering. And so suffering and hope has come up repeatedly, week after week. And so nobody has suffered more than Jesus. And in chapter 4, verse 1, it says, "Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves in the same way of thinking, for whoever has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin." So Peter is telling us that we are to arm ourselves. We are to be prepared for suffering. How do we arm ourselves for that? We can look at Jesus' example again. And before he was, when he was preparing to go to the cross, he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. You all know what I'm talking about. It's just, I was practicing saying this word this morning. So we saw him praying in the garden. He's on his hands and knees, and he is praying to the Father. And he says, "Not my will be done, but yours be done." And he is really surrendering. He's not looking forward to it, right? He says, if this cup could pass for me, Lord, then take it. But not my will be done, but yours. And that is the attitude that we need to have as we are moving forward on our journeys here. And that is how we equip ourselves, how we prepare for suffering. And it says later on down there that Jesus prayed fervently. And so fervently means enthusiastically and passionately. Passionately. So in Matthew, Jesus is talking about prayer, and he's saying we are to pray quietly behind closed doors. We're not to make a big spectacle, but we go quietly. He was in the garden alone praying. He was a stone's throw, is what it says, from the disciples. And he had this intimate time with the Lord. In Matthew, it goes on and it says that we are not to pray with repeated meaningless words. So we don't need to go on and on and on and on. right? Less is more sometimes. It's not, you know, sometimes like my husband's philosophy on paper towels, like more is more. That's not how we are to pray. We are to pray with very specific, meaningful words. Because he already knows, God already knows what it is that we're bringing to him. So all we have to do is just lay it at his feet. We don't, it's not necessary for us to beg him, to plead him, to tell the whole story, you know. I was thinking about, you know, we say grace before we eat at dinner, and we always ask one of the kids to pray. And when my little guy, nobody wants my little guy to pray before dinner, because he goes on and on. He's like, you know, he's praying for recess, and he's praying for all these things, and then everybody's like, we just want to eat. So, so in this case, Jesus is saying, less is more. We can just get to the point. And did you realize ever that the only thing the disciples asked Jesus to teach them was to pray? They never asked him to teach them anything else, but they asked him to teach them how to pray. And I think this is because when we pray, everything else falls into line, right? We don't need to go, oh, you know, Lord, teach me how to get involved in ministry. Lord, teach me how to be hospitable. We pray for the Lord to just fill us, and everything else just falls into place, right? So the Lord gives us, Jesus gives them the most perfect example of prayer, and it's repeated twice in the Bible, right? Is it twice, or is it? It's in Luke and in Matthew, and I think it might be somewhere else too. I don't know. I'm looking at Deborah because she knows everything. But if you have your Bibles with you, Matthew 6:9 is where the Lord's Prayer is. And he says, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." So the first thing Jesus does is he acknowledges God, who he is, with reverence. He understands his power. And then he says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." This is God's plan for us. In all things, this is the ultimate goal. And everything that's happening is that his will be done on earth and that his kingdom will come. Give us this day our daily bread. And daily is key here, because we are to pray for today, that the Lord will come in and give us what we need for today, our daily bread. And then tomorrow we have to go and ask for tomorrow's bread. So this is a reminder that we are to pray every day. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. I really feel like this is the key to loving the unlovable. When here in chapter 4 in Peter, when he's talking about above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. It's easy to love the lovable, right? But it's more challenging to love the unlovable. And when we are reminded of this part of the Lord's Prayer, where he says, "Forgive us our debts as we have been forgiven," "forgive us our debts as we forgive others for theirs." And when we remember how unlovable we are, and yet God loves us, it makes it a little easier, I think, to look at our neighbor with all of their faults, all of their sins, all of their grumbling attitudes, all of their difficulties. I mean, we all have bad days, so we have all been grumbly and kind of unsufferable. And when we remember that God loves us still on those days, it makes it a little bit easier to love that grumbling neighbor or husband when he's sour or whatever. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And here we're praying for God's protection daily, because we don't know what arrows are going to be thrown at us. We don't know what stones are going to trip us up. And so when we pray that God would protect us in the morning, every day before it happens, we're praying for his protection. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So God is in control. God is sovereign. He wants the best for us. And we are honoring him with that surrendering heart. So the Lord's Prayer was short. And this was his example for us to pray, right? It was short. It was to the point. It was simple, but so thorough. It covered all of the bases. And I believe that prayer, as I was saying, is the foundation to equipping us to use our gifts. And back here in 1 Peter, where he's talking about using our gifts of hospitality and love, and hospitality and love start with prayer, because prayer is what just sets our heart, points us to him, and makes us open to receive the Spirit that we can love one another and be hospitable and serve each other. So let's pray that together that we will be fervent and we will be passionate and we would be enthusiastic and we would be equipped to use our gifts. All right. Father, I just pray this morning we come before you. I just pray for grace for each other, Lord, for me. And I pray that we would all leave here encouraged that it is prayer that equips us, Lord, to serve in ministry, Lord, to serve each other, to love each other, to be an encourager, to share the good news, Lord, that all of that comes through prayer. And we just ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.